They watched Beryl usher the young trolls down the bank and into the darkness under the bridge.
"The thing is," said Cohen when they were alone, "I wasn't intending to kill you."
The troll's face fell.
"You weren't?"
"Just throw you over the bridge and steal whatever treasure you've got."
"You were?"
Cohen patted him on the back.
"Besides," he said, "I like to see people with good memories. That's what the land needs, good memories."
The troll stood to attention.
"I try to do my best, sir," it said. "My lad wants to go off to work in the city. I've told him there's been a troll under this bridge for nigh on 500 years.
So, if you just hand over the treasure," said Cohen, "I'll be getting along."
The troll's face creased in sudden panic.
"Treasure? Haven't got any," it said.
"Oh, come on," said Cohen. "Well, shut up bridge like this."
"Yeah, but no one uses this road anymore," said Micah. "You're the first one along in months, and that's a fact. Beryl says I ought to have gone in with her brother when they built that new road over his bridge, but—"
He raised his voice.
"I said there's been trolls under this bridge."
"Yeah," said Cohen.
"The trouble is, the stones keep on falling out," said the troll. "And you'd never believe what those masons charge. Bloody dwarfs. You can't trust them."
He leaned towards Cohen.
"To tell you the truth, I'm having to work 3 days a week down at my brother-in-law's lumber mill just to make ends meet."
"I thought your brother-in-law had a bridge," said Cohen.
"One of them has, but my wife's got brothers like dogs have fleas," said the troll.
He looked gloomily into the torrent.
"One of them's a lumber merchant down in Sour Water. One of them runs the bridge, and the big fat one is a merchant over on Bitter Pike. Call that a proper job for a troll?"
"One of them's in the bridge business, though," said Cohen.
"Bridge business? Sitting in a box all day, charging people a silver piece to walk across? Half the time he ain't even there. He just pays some dwarf to take the money. And he calls himself a troll? You can't tell him from a human till you're right up close."
Cohen nodded understandingly.
"Do you know," said the troll, "I have to go over and have dinner with them every week. All three of them. And listen to them go on about moving with the times."
He turned a big, sad face to Cohen.
"What's wrong with being a troll under a bridge?" he said. "I was brought up to be a troll under a bridge. I want young Scree to be a troll under a bridge after I'm gone. What's wrong with that? You've got to have trolls under bridges, otherwise what's it all about? What's it all for?"
They leaned morosely on the parapet, looking down into the white water.
"You know," said Cohen slowly, "I can remember when a man could ride all the way from here to the Blade Mountains and never see another living thing."
He fingered his sword.
"At least, not for very long."
He threw the butt of his cigarette into the water.
"It's all farms now, all little farms run by little people, and fences everywhere. Everywhere you look, farms and fences and little people."
"She's right, of course," said the troll, continuing some interior conversation. "There's no future in just jumping out from under a bridge."
"I mean," said Cohen, "I've nothing against farms or farmers. You've got to have 'em. It's just that they used to be a long way off, around the edges. Now this is the edge."
"Pushed back all the time," said the troll. "Changing all the time, like my brother-in-law Chert. A lumber mill. A troll running a lumber mill. And you should see the mess he's making of Cutshade Forest."
Cohen looked up, surprised.
"What, the one with the giant spiders in it?"
"Spiders? There ain't no spiders now, just stumps."
"Stumps? Stumps? I used to like that forest. It was, well, it was darksome. You don't get proper darksome anymore. You really knew what terror was in a forest like that."
"You want darksome? He's replanting with spruce," said Micah.
"Spruce?"
"It's not his idea. He wouldn't know one tree from another. That's all down to Clay. He put him up to it."
Cohen felt dizzy.
"Who's Clay?"
"I said I'd got three brothers-in-law, right? He's the merchant. So he said replanting would make the land easier to sell."
There was a long pause while Cohen digested this. Then he said, "You can't shell Cutshade Forest. It doesn't belong to anyone."
"Yeah, he says that's why you can sell it."
Cohen brought his fist down on the parapet. A piece of stone detached itself and tumbled down into the gorge. "Sorry," he said.
"That's all right. Bits fall off all the time, like I said."
Cohen turned. "What's happening? I remember all the big old wars, don't you? You must have fought."
"I carried a club, yeah."
"It was supposed to be for a bright new future and law and stuff. That's what people said."
"Well, I fought because a big troll with a whip told me to," said Micah cautiously. "But I know what you mean."
"I mean, it wasn't for farms and spruce trees, was it?"
Micah hung his head.
"And here's me with this apology for a bridge. I feel really bad about it," he said. "You coming all this way and everything."
"And there was some king or other," said Cohen vaguely, looking at the water. "And I think there were some wizards. But there was a king. I'm pretty certain there was a king. Never met him. You know?" He grinned at the troll. "I can't remember his name. Don't think they ever told me his name."